It's that time of year again when we're talking about the rhododendron court. And of course, the coronation is coming up the week of Rhody Days. And we've got the princes and princesses here today. So we're going to start speaking with Andrew Hester, who is our first prince up today. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
What was your did you get called into this, or were you like looking forward to this? Is this something you wanted to do your senior year?
Yeah, this is something you can you apply for your senior year, and they do an interview process, and then you get chosen out of the many guys and girls that interview for this. And so I was one of five that got chosen from the guy pool, and then there's five girls that are chosen. And so it's a very choice heavy thing, and it was something that I'd been looking forward to the entire high school experience. So yeah.
So they ask you questions when you do this whole thing. What was the question? Did they catch you on any of the questions? Was anything challenging, or did anything come up and go, ooh, how do I answer that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Can you
think of one?
Probably. Oh, I'm trying to think. Yeah, the questions they ask, like, they ask a lot of questions about who you are and a lot of questions about, like what you want to do after, like, you know, high school and college, that kind of stuff. And I think that was more difficult for me because of the fact that I had been learning so much about myself at that moment. I'm in, like, a period of flux learning about myself. So trying to answer those questions, it's very difficult to be set in stone about an answer, if you know what I mean.
So have you since then decided what you want to do after high school?
Oh, yeah. I want to go to college. I want to learn more about film technical stuff. I actually want to go into film. As an actor, I want to direct. I want to write, do all that kind of stuff.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, I think I have what it takes, and I think the ambition is what's going to carry me through, or else, you know, without that ambition, what am I doing?
You got to have that motivation to keep going on there. So
what
do you like most about what you've experienced so far on the Rhody Court?
I really enjoyed learning more about these people that I feel like I would have otherwise not gotten to know.
It's a group that you weren't necessarily familiar with prior to this.
A couple people I was familiar with, but most of them I had barely talked to, which I think is a very interesting perspective to learn about, is the people that have way different opinions and way different motivations for their lives. Being able to be around those people, it really gives you perspective.
How does your mom feel about this?
Oh, she's ecstatic.
I see your shirt, and I'm I kind of gave it away there.
Yeah. I'm wearing my mom's karaoke business shirt. Yeah. She's ecstatic about it. She is working on her business behind the scenes as well. So basically we've talked a lot less over the past year because like we're both really busy, but whenever we do talk, it is always an incredible conversation that is fueled by the fires of what I'm doing, what she's doing. And this has just elevated that. So she's very excited.
So Andrew, what are you looking forward to most about the coronation, and what is your talent going to be?
I am most looking forward to the coronation. This is one of the biggest reasons I joined Rhody Court, because I just love performing for an audience. I've been in many musicals, and so for my talent, I have written a song. I have written a musical number that I'm going to choreograph and light and costume and do a set for. And
oh, cool.
I'm, you know, doing all the steps for a musical number myself. So I've orchestrated my own track and I've written my own lyrics. And so that's going to be my talent. Okay. And it's going to be very good.
That's pretty cool. You're going to light it and everything. You're going to do it like a whole piece.
I'm going to do the whole thing, yeah. Full about 2.5 minutes.
Our next princess is Elena Krause, and she is joining us now. Tell me a little bit about your experience with Rhody Court so far.
Rhody Court's been fantastic. I wish a little bit we did a little bit more, but because I love it so much. But it's been great. Super fun, super you know, it's great getting to know more people and learning, well, basically getting to know new people and my peers and, you know, the roadie courts.
Well, you've been here, you know, for all your life, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So is this your first experience? Did you do Junior Princess?
No.
No? So this is your first experience with the roadie court. Mm-hmm. Anything about it surprise you? I know your mom's been involved with it for a while.
Not really. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected. So, I mean, other than that.
So when you're not doing stuff, you're missing it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, why didn't we do anything this week? You know.
What's been your favorite part so far?
Oh, that's a good question. I really liked, surprisingly, I liked taking people to their seats for the Rotary auction and saying hi to everybody. And that was really fun. And being presented in front of everyone, that was really awesome.
So you like the limelight a little bit?
I mean, yeah. But yeah, it's nice.
I understand. How about your junior princess? What can
junior
you tell
princess?
Me about her?
Emma, she's the third grader. She's super sweet, lovely, very independent, you could say. But yeah, she's a super sweet girl, beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, I don't know if it's nerve-wracking for you or not, but part of the process for the coronation is a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for that? What are you going to do?
I am singing, in fact, yeah.
Well, cool.
Mm-hmm. Runs in the family.
It's in the family.
Yep.
It runs in the family. Yeah. Do you have a song picked out? Is it something original or are you?
No, it's not original. No, I did pick out a song, yes.
But you're not going to share it? Not yet.
No, okay. That's going to be a surprise.
You want to be a surprise.
Yep.
Cool. After this, what's your plans for after you graduate?
I am going to cosmetology school for hair. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Kind of following my mom's footsteps a little bit there.
Yeah. Well, she's branched out in other things.
Yes. Now she's a real estate agent. Yeah.
Is that like a starting point for you or is that kind of where you see yourself?
Well, I want to go to beauty school first and then I want to go back to school for business so I can open up my own salon.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool. And you plan on staying here in the area when you grow up? When you get older, I should say you're already grown up. But
I do plan to branch out and hopefully start it somewhere else, but in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You get a little bit away from home?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, not too far, but it'll be.
Within driving distance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool. All right. And what about the rest of your court? How are you guys getting along?
Great. I think we're a great group of kids. I know most of them. We all know each other because we live in a small town. But yeah, it's great. I'm friends with everybody. So.
How have these 12 years gone by in school so fast? Have they been fast?
Very fast. Like, I feel like my freshman year, I was like, oh, this is going to take forever. And now that I'm here, it's like, wow, really wish I would have enjoyed.
Yeah, you're just two months away from graduation and moving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on being on the
thank
court.
Thank you.
And have fun. And we look forward to your talent.
Yeah, thank you.
Next up on the Roadie Court is Jessica Lopez and Austin Nunez. How are you both doing today?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing really good.
Yeah? So we get out on the rainy days and do this. No school today. So are you excited to be sitting here when you could be home sleeping?
You know, I'm just so ecstatic to be here. I wouldn't be doing anything else than this.
How about you?
Honestly, this keeps me motivated to get up earlier today. I'm kind of excited getting to, like, see my peers here for a second and getting to, like, do something for the community and talk about this.
So for you, why Roadie Court?
I think this has been, like, something on my mind since I think I was, like, in fifth grade. So I had, like, applied to do, like, the Junior Princess when I was in fifth grade and did not get chosen. And I have to be quite honest, I think I did throw a fit when I was, like, 10 years old, which, like, probably seems a little old to be throwing a fit, but I think it's something that I look forward to, but I didn't think it was going to come so soon, and now I'm like almost to adulthood, so it's something I've been looking forward to for years.
Can I tell you something? You'll be an adult many years and you'll still probably throw fits. Trust me on that one.
That's what everyone says.
That's what everyone says. How about you, Austin? What motivated you to want to do this?
I remember being in elementary school, like the early years, and seeing the princesses getting picked because there's only princesses during elementary school. And I was like, I want to be up there. Why is it only girls? And then I remember in high school, I'm like, okay, I have to be one of the princes my senior year. And so that's why.
So what did you say to wow the judges to get you on the court?
I don't know if there was a specific question. I remember, though, when they asked me what was my biggest fear, I said stoves because I was trying to think of something unique, and I was like, a stove, maybe?
You're scared of a stove?
No.
Oh.
But that's what I said. And then they started laughing, so I was like, okay, I guess that was a good answer. Yeah.
How about you, Jessica?
I think there wasn't really anything that, like, I brought into the table where I'm like, ooh, I'm going to wow them. I think just, like, being myself was, like, a big contender because I'm always, like, told – well, I don't want to toot my own horn. But, like, I'm always told by, like, other people that I'm very, like, well-spoken. And I thought just, like, being myself and, like, being my normal well-spoken self was going to wow them. So I was like, just go into it with, like, charisma. Just go into it as yourself. Don't put on a facade.
So what are your plans for the next step after high school?
So as of right now, I'm still trying to figure out where I want to go to college because a couple of the colleges that I've been accepted to, like financial aid is like a big contender for me right now. But I know I want to major in psychology and minor in political science to potentially become a clinical psychologist in the future and specialize with children.
Cool. How about you, Austin?
I'm planning to go to Linfield University in McMinnville right now. I plan to study nursing and minor in political science. My ultimate goal is to become a CRNA.
Nursing and political science, that's an interesting combination there. Why is that?
Well, both of them, it's like helping people who can't really, if they can't help themselves, I could help them with like nursing at least. And then for political science, it's mostly people who don't feel like they have a voice. I want to be able to make them feel like they do have a voice.
Cool. So what are you looking forward to most about the coronation up to that?
Want to go first?
Yeah.
I think just like being able to like showcase all the hard work that we've done so far, because I mean, before I even signed up for this, like I always knew people were talking about how like so much work goes into like before coronation night, and now getting to obviously get to see the behind the scenes, like one-on-one with like everybody else on the court is really important. So just kind of getting to showcase like all of our talents and like showcase who we are is going to be really important and really fun, and it's just going to be good for the community.
Yeah, Austin?
I'm excited for the talent portion. I haven't been able to see anyone else's talent so far, so I'm excited to see how far everyone's has worked out at the very end and how everything turns out.
That's funny, too, because I forgot to ask Andrew about his talent. What are your guys' talent? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be doing a cheer routine. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be doing, like, a stand-up comedy routine.
Really?
Yes. I think for me, it was like thinking outside the box because I do have like other talents that I could showcase. Like right. I could sing a song because there's like a couple songs where I'm like, I could sing this up on stage. But then I was like, let me just think outside of the box and do stand-up comedy because I'm already like talking all the time. And like I always get told by people that I'm like funny. So I'm like, why not showcase that?
Do you have a joke you can share?
Not really. I think I just like start talking and then like we get somewhere and then someone laughs and maybe it's not like intentionally funny, but you know, I think sometimes I'm just like, I'll keep talking.
So you're like observational. You like observational humor?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like write down jokes or do dad jokes. I'm sorry, guys. I just like start talking and like look at other routines that I'm inspired by. And like, yeah, I'm observational.
All right. Very cool. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Up now, Sylvia Hand and Kevin Gaspar Santos. And how are you both doing today?
I'm doing great, George. I'm really excited to be here.
Cool.
I am doing wonderful.
That's awesome. Let me see. Let's get you a little bit closer to that microphone.
Oh, all righty.
Get there. So let's go through the whole routine again. What was it about Rhodey Court that made you want to do that? Are you I didn't ask the others, but have you been in Sayusal your entire school, or have you come in from somewhere else?
Yeah, I've lived here my whole life.
Okay.
For me, it's kind of an interesting story with Rhodey Court. I was lucky enough to be able to perform in the Rhodey Court in past years as a dancer. So I got a unique look into what the coronation process looks like, and it was so neat being able to see all of the people together, how they support each other, all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes to make it look so effortless on stage. And I think I'd always really loved Rhodey Court, and there was a girl from my church when I was little who had won Queen, and I went to watch her, and I just loved it, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And getting to be a part of it in a way backstage, I think, just really, really inspired me to want to be a part of that process and be a part of that community and connection. And so I'm really excited to be here with everybody on the court.
Kevin, what about you? What made you want to do this?
So when I was a lot younger, when they first started announcing the Rhodey Princesses, I really wanted to do it because it looked like a lot of fun. But as Austin said, like, it was only for girls, and I was, like, really upset why it was only for girls and not boys. So then I just kind of told myself, once I get into high school, I'm going to want to be able to do it because it's been, like, almost a lifelong passion to do it, because I necessarily haven't been to any of the coronations, but during the parade, seeing them looking so elegant in their like suits and like dresses and like waving to everyone, they just looked so amazing, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Cool. So what are the plans for after high school? Do you have plans to go to college or do something?
Yeah, after college, I'll be going to University of Oregon in the fall to major in human physiology to later go into healthcare, specifically to work in the emergency department, and then I'll be minoring in dance.
Oh, now that there's another interesting combination there.
Yeah.
Medical and dance. Yeah. Well, obviously, you said you were a dancer, so you enjoy doing that anyway.
Yes.
So that's sort of that's the fun part of college, right?
It certainly is. And U of O has a really incredible dance program. There's like a whole department. So I'll be able to learn and grow a lot in addition to just like competing and performing. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, do you have plans for after high school?
Yeah, I'm hoping to attend Lymbeton in the fall and pursue my passion of photography.
Cool. How long have you been doing photography?
Only about like a year and a half. At the moment.
So are you totally digital, or do you do some processing too?
I'm digital mostly for the time being, but also I want to get into video photography. So and like cinematic photography, because I want to like be able to capture more landscape, and also I really want to start looking into doing wedding photography.
That's a cool. My daughter does that, and she makes a good living out of it. She's in the South, but that's a fun gig because you get to meet all different people, and get to photograph them. That. So, what are you looking forward to most about the upcoming coronation and everything?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to say the talent portion, because honestly, the talent portion has been stressing me a lot. Stressing me out a lot, because I've been so stuck between two different talents or not being sure if I'm able to do the talent. So it's been kind of like a hard process for me, because I'm still not quite there at what talent I want to do, but I do have a few things in mind.
So what are the two choices you're thinking of?
Well, the first choice is what I might go with is doing a culture dance from my parents or from our culture. Because my parents are from Oaxaca. They're both from Oaxaca. And there's a dance called Flor de Piña that it's a traditional Hispanic dance that they do. And that's what I'm looking forward to at the moment. And if not, magic tricks on stage.
Well, there you go.
My second option.
I have a friend named Edson from Oaxaca. He lives in the South. He has a restaurant in North Carolina. So I guess it's a big place, though. Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you? What are your plans for your talent, and what are you looking forward to most?
For my talent, as you may be able to guess, I will be dancing. I'm really excited. I've been working on a blend of like a lyrical dance and a jazz dance, so I think it's going to be a really fun combination, and I hope that it's exciting and entertaining to see.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You're fine. For the coronation, there's many different things I'm excited for, but I'm honestly really excited to wear my dress. I just got my evening gown, and it's so pretty, and I feel like a princess in it. So I'm really excited to get to wear it and to get to perform on stage with everyone.
That's very cool. Hey, thank you both. Did I leave out anything? I got college, got you what your talent is. And, yeah, okay. Well, so thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Our next princess and prince is Avery Walker and Jacob Mann. And how are you both doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Avery?
Doing good.
Good. So tell me a little bit about your experience so far. Avery, how has it been? Is it everything you thought it was going to be?
I joined Rody Court because I wanted to like do things that push me out of my comfort zone. And so I definitely think that it's been doing that. And there's been times I've been really nervous, but I think it's been a lot more fun than I expected. So I'm having a good time spending time with my senior court members and my junior princess as well.
What was the hardest, or what did you think was going to be the hardest part?
Definitely the social aspect of it all. I'm not the most social person ever, and being in front of a lot of people like really stresses me out, but so far it's been pretty good, and I can already tell that it's been helping me like face that fear.
So when you're in front of 450 people in the FEC, how's that gonna feel?
I think it's definitely going to feel very stressful, but they have a lot of speech times where we get to, like, practice for that, and it really gets you ready for that, and Rody Court does a really good job preparing you for that.
Now, Jacob, I know you're not shy about anything, so tell me a little bit about your experience so far.
I mean, it's been really good. A lot of familiar faces. I mean, I've grown up with a lot of these kids in this town, and to see how they're changing and how they're becoming less shy, it's been a really good experience.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to most about this whole process here?
I'm really looking forward to practicing my talent. Me and my family decided to do a little dance. I'm not going to spoil it yet, but I'm really excited about it.
I can picture you doing a dance. That I have to see this to understand it.
What do you think I was going to do?
Huh?
What do you think I was going to do?
I don't know. I thought maybe you sang or played piano or something.
Like Joel. That was so good. When he did splits last year, that was so good.
You wrestle like Macaulay Laid.
That's really good.
Yeah. That was a good one. But then that's been done. So you can
Yeah.
Avery, what's going to be your talent?
I'm writing a monologue about my dad.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be serious, humorous, a love story?
I lost my dad when I was 5 years old to a logging accident. So I just want to, like, kind of hold his memory with it, and so that's what I plan to do.
Has that been tough? I mean,
yeah. I mean, growing up with a dad is really hard, but I've had a really awesome stepdad, and, like, he's really taught me a lot, and he's really been there, and he came in for my family when we needed it. So
that's good. That's cool. So coming up here, your junior princess.
Mm-hmm.
How's that relationship going?
It's good. So it's actually my friend's little sister, and so we already knew each other coming into Rody Court. So it's been really fun. We haven't hung out a lot because me and Jacob have been in basketball and wrestling, but hopefully our schedule frees up a little bit more so we can hang out with her and create a better bond as us three together.
What are your plans for after school, your next year after you graduate?
I'm going to go to Lynn Benton Community College. I'm going to get my associate's in nursing, and then I was going to transfer to university for my bachelor's, but they actually just started to co-op with another college university, so I can actually stay there and get my bachelor's at LBCC.
Cool.
So I'm really excited.
Jacob, what about you?
I'm going to be going to Carroll College in Helena, Montana. I'm also going to be in nursing, a lot of nursing throughout the court, actually. I got accepted into the direct nursing program, so I'll be able to fast-track my way through it and just graduate with the BSN.
Have you, either one of you, taken, like, college courses now this senior year to prepare?
Yes, I am currently in my mom's CNA program. It's really nice to have your mom teaching the class because I get to go over it with her, you know, like at home and like in the car.
You get personal tutor.
Yeah, it's super nice.
Avery, how about you?
I haven't, but I'm planning to take a CNA soon. I was going to maybe join the one at Cyuse Law, but not sure if that's going to work out with my schedule, but I definitely want to take one this summer.
Okay. Now, you both said you've both been active in sports. Obviously, you just came out of wrestling. You were doing basketball?
Yeah. We went to state. We made it through the second round, and we played Imbler. We sadly lost, but it was a great way to end my senior year, so I was really excited. We had an awesome team this year.
All right. Well, congratulations to both of you. Oh, I wanted to ask. That's what I just remembered when I lost my train of thought. During the interview process, what was hard about that, or what was easy about it?
The original interview to get on the court?
Yeah.
I think that one of the hardest parts is you kind of have to brag about yourself because they ask you questions that you don't feel like you should be bragging, but you kind of have to brag yourself up and talk yourself up. And that one was kind of awkward. I got a little stumbled on my words there, but it was fun. My pastor was one of the interviewers, so it was kind of nice to have a friendly face there.
Avery, what about you? Anything? I'm not Avery. Jacob.
I wish I was like you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait. LOL. Anyways, it was really easy. I mean, I had a familiar face as well. So, like, I just had I was able to talk with her, and she's just such a, like, a bright light. It's Mrs. Buss. So I was able to just navigate it really easily.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, good luck in the rest of the excitement that's coming up in Rody Court and the coronation and everything. So congratulations to both of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next up on our princes and princesses is Addie Holbrook and Camden Linton. And Tell me a little bit about what this experience has been for you both. Addie, you want to go first?
And yeah, sure. I really like that we've been able to be more involved in the community, and we've already given speeches at SirOptimus, so, and that's one of the biggest things that I wanted to work on is my public speaking, and so that's been really nice to already be able to get a jump on that this early.
Camden, what about you?
Yeah, it's been really fun. We've had a lot of activities, like going to the Capitol and just being able to see what happens in there was an amazing experience. And then also learning how to, like, tie a tie, change tires, stuff like that.
Cool. Talk about your original interview when you went before the group to apply for this. What was that experience like?
I mean, I was pretty nervous for it. But then when I got there and I started talking and I kind of recognized some of the people on the panel, and it honestly wasn't that bad. It was – the questions were pretty easy, and, I mean, they were pretty inviting people, so it was just like you were just having a conversation.
Kevin, what about you?
So, funny story. I read the text wrong and drove to the Sayula Public Library instead of just going to the high school library. And so I was a little bit late, but when I did get in there, like Addie said, they were really nice and inviting, and just – it was – kind of felt like we were having a conversation instead of like an interview.
So every other prince and princess so far has said that one of the most difficult things was kind of talking yourself up. Did you find that to be hard as well?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's been a lot easier after writing all my college applications and like scholarship essays, because that's all my mind now and I kind of know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, what are plans for after high school, Addie?
I'm going to BYU to become an athletic trainer.
Oh, cool. Camden?
I'm serving a mission for my church in Lima, Peru for 2 years. And then after that, I'm going to go to Utah State and then on to dental school.
I'm so jealous of you going to Lima, because one of my bucket list things is going to Machu Picchu. And hopefully you'll get to do that while you're there.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think I'll have time, like, because we're going to be serving the whole time.
Right.
But, yeah. Hopefully when my parents pick me up, we can stop by. But it's kind of far out of the way.
So what's up the rest of the year for both of you? Are you both in you're doing track and field?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you?
Yeah, yeah.
What events are you guys going to be working on?
I'll be in any distance event that my coach puts me in, and possibly the 4x4.
I'm doing throwing this year, so I'm doing javelin, maybe discus or some shot, and then I'm also doing golf too.
Okay, cool. Have you been with Nick for the coaching yet, or
is that, yeah?
How do you like a new coach? It's
I like him a lot. It's pretty nice because he kind of gives us a lesson before we start hitting every day and kind of just goes over one thing at a time, like putting, chipping, driving, kind of like that. And so, to be fair, I haven't gone to much golf practices, as track was primarily my main sport, but I like it a lot.
Cool. Now, what about talents? What are you doing for the coronation for your talent?
I'm going to be singing and playing the ukulele.
Oh, cool. Cool. Do you have the song picked out already?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share it, or do you know?
I'll keep that one a secret.
Okay. Camden?
I'm going to be doing calisthenics and kind of like some tumbling.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. I guess you guys are excited about this. Well, what about your princess, your little princess?
Oh, Junior? She's so fun. Her name's Macy, and she's the first grader, I think. But she just, like, the first time she was scared, but after that she's just been, like, latched on us.
Mm-hmm. She had a lot of fun ice skating, and it was fun doing that with her.
Well, congratulations to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up on the April edition of Our Town, Representative Boomer Wright talks to us about saving the Coos Bay Hospital on this edition of Our Town.